This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation.
With more job openings than qualified workers to fill them, workforce development has become a top priority for employers across Pennsylvania. The Northeast Pennsylvania Manufacturers and Employers Association has developed their YES program, Your Employability Skills, this to address the problem. Here to host our discussion is Carl Marrera from the Pennsylvania Manufacturers Association. He is joined by Darlene Robbins and Courtney Fosnock. Carl?
And on today's program, we discuss workforce development, which is an issue that has been keeping a lot of Pennsylvania business owners up at night, not knowing where and how they are going to staff their operations because they simply can't find the talent or even the folks that are trainable to do the work that needs done. This is most concerning for business competitiveness because the inability to hire and expand or even sustain current operations acts as a hard cap on growth for businesses in our Commonwealth. And businesses simply cannot grow and add additional capacity if there's nobody available to fill the positions. Pennsylvania is not unique to this struggle. States across the nation are all grappling with the same issue, some more than others, though. And with Pennsylvania having heavy outmigration over the past several decades, the problem does seem to exist here more than in some of our competitor states. But there is good news, and that's why we're here today. There are people doing something about the workforce gap crisis, and it's none other than our allies in Northeast Pennsylvania, and we have them here with us on the program today. Let's welcome Darlene Robbins, president of the Northeast PA Manufacturers and Employers Association and of the Northeast PA Manufacturers and Employers Council. Darlene, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you, Carl. Thank you for the opportunity.
And joining Darlene is Courtney Fosnock, the Executive Director of the Northeast PA Manufacturers and Employers Council. Courtney, thank you so much for being on the program today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Well, these two are on the front lines of this workforce development issue, and they have a wonderful program that we're going to learn about where students can earn a certificate that I'm telling you, it's as good as gold up in Northeast Pennsylvania and provides eligibility for hosts of scholarships and job interviews and other opportunities. It's called the YES program, standing for Your Employability Skills. And we're going to learn more about this program from Darlene and Courtney firsthand. But let's first start with you, Darlene, and learn about what kind of workforce development challenges exist in Northeast Pennsylvania and throughout our Commonwealth. Darlene, are you hearing the same things that we're hearing here in Harrisburg, and what kind of challenges do you have up there?
Well, we absolutely have workforce challenges. Our companies are not able to expand or meet customer demands specifically because they are not able to hire the skilled workforce.
Well, and tell me a little bit about your organization and the things that your mission and the things that you fight for. Tell me about the Manufacturers and Employers Council and about the Manufacturers and Employers Association and the work that you do.
The Northeast Pennsylvania Manufacturers and Employers Association is a regional business association representing manufacturers, people who make things here in Northeast PA, and employers who service those industries. Our mission is to provide information and services to help our member companies remain competitive in today's business world. So since 1964, member companies have depended on us to be their single, cost-effective source for information and support on matters affecting the employer-employee relationship. For 55 years, we have provided services which enable our members to conduct themselves with the greatest economy and efficiency. As a member company, you are provided a tremendous networking opportunities, roundtables, tours of manufacturing facilities and businesses, and annual events. Our legislative services align with those pro-growth public policies that promote overall economic growth. We work with state affiliates like the Pennsylvania Manufacturers Association and the National Association of Manufacturers. Our services here at MAEA include weekly updates and alerts, representation on regional, state, and national levels. We provide legislative roundtables and luncheons, combined, of course, with our grassroots advocacy, where our members discuss with our legislators how the proposed bills affect their businesses. We have affinity programs, those group programs that entail group energy, transportation programs, telemedicine, healthcare, including vision, prescription, and dental. We also conduct benchmarking surveys on regional and national wage and salary, personnel practices and benefits, regional pay trends, and holiday survey. We provide employment law posters for our companies for all 50 states. We also provide consulting services that help our companies establish best practices, methodologies, such as safety, coaching, HR process improvement, information technology, and data management. In 2005, Carl, the membership echoed in a unified voice the need for an employability skills program for our emerging workforce. Thus, the incorporation of our Northeast Pennsylvania Manufacturers and Employers Council in 2006. Today, our council administers many workforce programs K through 12, with the YES program as our flagship.
Courtney, I know you are the executive director of the council. How is the council different or separate from the association?
So the Manufacturers and Employers Council is the 501c3 nonprofit affiliate for the association, and we do house all of the workforce development programs for the association.
Well, let's get into the details of the YES program, because this is just what's so exciting. And I know that Darlene hit it a little bit, but Courtney, tell me a little bit about the history. When and how did it all start?
So as Darlene had mentioned, the association's board of directors really were impressing upon her the need for employability skills programming. And we hear it time and time again from all of the employers that we work with, being a manufacturer or non-manufacturer. Employability skills is their number one concern. They feel like they can train their staff on the technical skills needed, but that those basic essential skills that individuals should have are just truly lacking. So we, in 2006, started the YES program, Your Employability Skills, and pretty much the idea is to prepare our up-and-coming workforce with the skills needed for any business in any industry. The council has various programs, really trying to connect business leaders and educators to work hand-in-hand and to truly establish a qualified, enthusiastic workforce who will strengthen our regional economy. The YES program is a 120-hour, one-credit elective course, and its focus is to address the shortfall of essential skills that employers say are lacking in their applicants. So there's a focus on employability skills, career awareness, and career exploration. There are about 38 modules included within the curriculum, things like communications, team building, health and safety, customer service, emotional intelligence, entrepreneurship, total compensation, business etiquette, goal setting, time management. We have quality and technology pieces included, including quality, continuous improvement, root cause analysis, no matter the environment. We do effective meeting skills, conflict management, generational diversity, leadership. And, I mean, we copyrighted the curriculum in 2011. Originally, the program did begin in York County as an adult program later tailored for high school students. And one of the things that we saw upon implementation was just extreme, tremendous growth. We needed to have a copyrighted curriculum, so we were successful to copyright the curriculum in 2011. Since then, it's been made to be highly interactive, very hands-on, providing students with real-world application. And so above that 120-hour curriculum, students are able to earn the YES certification, which is an industry-recognized credential. Students complete the 120 hours of the curriculum. They then must earn their high school diploma, There is a minimum 95% attendance requirement, which equates to about 9 days of unexcused absences. Students take a 6-panel drug screening administered by a provider coordinated through our council. We test the students on the TABE test, the Test of Adult Basic Education, in math, applied math, and reading. Students need to achieve a 9th grade level. And we also test the students on the Wunderlich Cognitive Ability Test, which is a problem-solving aptitude test, and students need to achieve a score of 21. If all of these requirements are met, they are issued the YES certificate.
You talked about this growth. I mean, it's fascinating. In 2006-2007 academic year, you had one school and 6 graduates. In the 2017-18 academic year, you had 18 schools participate with 340 graduates. This is incredible growth, and how did that happen?
The program truly sells itself. The students, once they are inside the classroom and they're able to see some of the networking opportunities available and the hands-on application, it just pretty much from year to year has just grown tremendously because of word of mouth from our program participants. So aside from the YES curriculum, students also have the opportunity to participate in some additional activities. We have YES tours that are coordinated for each individual YES class. They go on 4 different tours. So we, during these trips, students get an inside look at how industry functions, the careers available to them when they're ready to enter the workforce. And we have just a wonderful variety of tour hosts, including manufacturers, logistic operations, education, the service industry, sales, healthcare, government, agribusiness, conservation, and even entertainment at times. We have classroom speakers and mock interviews. So we have business professionals from various industries that will go in and speak to the YES classes directly so that students are aware of opportunities within their own backyard. This past year, 2018-19, we had 24 schools in 4 counties offering YES, and really class enrollment surged to a new high, 1,100 students. And to date, since the program began, we have had 7,500 students participate, with 2,633 graduates receiving that industry-recognized credential.
Well, that industry-recognized credential, too, is like I had said earlier in the program, I mean, it's as good as a certificate of gold going into a lot of employers in your area because it's so well-known. But it also gets you access to a new exciting program that you guys are going to be able to offer to YES program graduates. Tell the listeners a little bit about the new partnership that you have.
Well, Carl, it's Darlene. On October 8th, the council was proud to partner with Pennsylvania College of Technology, as together we can help to build the workforce of tomorrow for industry and across our regional economy. Within the manufacturing industry alone, there will be 2.4 million jobs to fill over the next decade. Manufacturers are facing a workforce crisis. But with this brings an opportunity because together we can bring more people into high-paying careers by connecting them with the right training opportunities. Very important. This is not only true for the manufacturing industry, but for all of the industries that MAEA represents and Penn College prepares their students to enter. This exciting partnership with Penn College of Technology extends the benefits of a hands-on applied technology education to a new group of students who will become the tomorrow makers the workforce needs as it addresses critical skills gap shortages in so many industries and professions. So we thank Penn College President Davy Jane Gilmore for her insight and leadership, this scholarship support to YES Northeast Pros Program graduates.
Employers, we know, view this as a pre-screening tool, recruitment tool. They're trying to save time and money in the hiring process. We actually have 500 companies in Schuylkill, Luzerne, Erie, and York counties that are offering preferred interviewing to YES program graduates. So to have this support from, you know, our post-secondary educational institutions is just tremendous for us, and it's just a tremendous opportunity for our students. We are funded solely through donations and grant opportunities. We are an EITC-approved organization, an educational improvement organization. But, I mean, really, aside from grant opportunities that are available, I mean, it's very, very competitive. We have been funded because the companies believe in the program. They believe in the students. They see firsthand through their volunteerism, how this program makes a difference in the lives of the students and in our local economies.
You're on the front lines with these students all throughout the year. Can you think of a particular example of a student or two, an example that just really sticks out in your mind of a real success story?
Absolutely. So it actually happened at our annual Yes Recognition Breakfast, where we honor our Yes graduates. This young man was a senior graduating. He had plans to attend a four-year college institution. And unfortunately, his father had a massive heart attack just a few months before graduation. And he approached us at the Yes Breakfast and said that he was no longer going to be able to go to college because he needed to be at home working to help take care of his father. And they had lost their main stream of income. So we ended up introducing this young gentleman to one of our local manufacturing companies who was highly, highly supportive, connected them, and this young man began his job with this company upon graduation. And to date, he has been promoted 3 times, and they are actually doing some tuition reimbursement for him, and he is attending college classes while he maintains full-time employment right here in Schuylkill County.
That's amazing, Courtney. And you know, we're running out of time, and we could probably do a whole nother episode on this with how much information you guys are giving us. But really quickly, how do you think that a program like this can translate? We talked about the exodus of unfortunately young, especially young professionals, young individuals who are of working age in Pennsylvania who are seeking opportunities in other states. How do you think a program like the YES program can keep people here in our Commonwealth and in your region?
Well, seeing that the employers are supportive, that they're investing in their future workforce, these scholarship opportunities really, truly do mean a lot to our student body because the scholarships are very, very competitive. Penn State, Hazleton, and Schuylkill offer $1,000 scholarships if a YES graduate attends either campus. Since 2011, Penn State has provided $175,000 to our YES program graduates, and most recently with Penn College, realizing the value of the YES program, they are providing a $2,000 scholarship, renewable for up to 4 years for a bachelor's degree student, which is $8,000, and 2 years for an associate's degree student, which equates to $4,000. That kind of a scholarship opportunity is just immense. Graduates from the YES program and Penn College are going to enter the workforce as well-rounded employees, having the extensive soft skills training through YES and the advanced technical knowledge in their field of study from their time on campus. And so we really view this as a direct attack on the growing skills gap that we know is plaguing employers and businesses across the nation. And just these students firsthand being able to get out into their community and see what truly is available. There is a misconception. We know that that is part of it. And so the fact that YES is just so hands-on and brings our students to the forefront, that they are seeing these high-paying jobs, these highly skilled positions just here at their fingertips, is what really has led to a lot of our success.
Well, if that doesn't keep you here, I don't know what will. Darlene Robbins and Courtney Fosnock, thank you so much for joining us on the program today.
Where can
listeners go to learn more about your organization and the YES program?
www.nepa.com.
This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the community forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.